The problem, according to city assessor Wendy Lawrence, is that a good financial move for Sitka in 1990 has become a liability now. 25 years ago, Sitka capped its property tax rate at 6 mills, or $6 of every $1,000 in property value. Sitka voters set the 6-mill cap more or less in stone by amending the municipal charter. At least 7 other communities in Alaska also capped their property tax rate. Lawrence believes the property tax cap was effective in forcing Sitka to pursue once abundant state funding for projects, but times have changed.
And if you want to cap something, you could cap that revenue growth, and that really is the way the advanced municipalities do it.
Revenue growth is assessor speak for everything else, sales taxes, for instance, and all other fees collected by municipality that are subject to change from population shifts, tourism, or other development. Lawrence says Sitka should consider holding the line on this type of revenue and using the enormous capacity of the property tax to stabilize the budget.
Property tax is designed to be a budget balancing piece of budgeting. It's just designed to be that way so that you don't have to go year from year and wonder where you're going to make up revenues because there's so many moving pieces.
For a community as stable as Sitka, she says the elements of the budget are surprisingly variable.
There's debt service, there's school education funding, there's general fund funding, there's state and federal revenues, there's sales tax that fluctuates with the market. As all of those move, the revenue that's needed from property tax is the piece that balances your budget.
Lawrence says the tax base is large enough to absorb budgetary swings. The value of all combined real property in Sitka is just over $1 billion, billion with a B. Raising the tax rate by just a mill or even a fraction of a mill could provide the city $1 million leeway in balancing the budget and give the assembly room to maneuver in tax policies where they've been frustrated, like protecting the senior citizen sales tax exemption. Lawrence sees property tax and the mill rate as part of a simple math problem, and she thinks Sitka is well positioned to take advantage of a more flexible and modern approach to taxation. Prior to coming to Sitka this past April, she spent 5 years in the state assessor's office studying tax policy.
Across the state, I'd say Sitka has a very diverse taxation policy. It's one of the things that I considered before coming here, and it's got a good mix of real property as well as property tax as well as sales tax. We need to do a little bit of refinement.
Currently, Anchorage, Fairbanks, and the Mat-Su all have uncapped property tax rates. In Anchorage, which has no sales tax, the mill rate has swung between 14 and 16. Most recently, it dropped between 2013 and 2014 from 15.56 to 14.98. The mill rate dropped in Fairbanks between those years as well. Lawrence argues that uncapping Sitka's mill rate will actually create stability in the municipal budget as state funding grows more uncertain. It's not an intuitive idea, and the members of the Citizens Task Force did not appear very enthusiastic to embrace it. From the audience, City Administrator Mark Gorman reminded the task force that Sitka voters have rejected property tax increases 2 times in recent elections, and they would require a very compelling story to agree to lifting the cap. Task Force member Hugh Bevan called the plan a grand bargain and warned that the more complicated it is, the less likely it is to pass. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.